trousers. You can't live with them, you can't live without them. But should they be skinny or ballooning right now? What stage of the legroom cycle are you at? And what can pants ever mean? Here now to answer finally very few of these questions is Joanna Walsh with a fit check. We probably won't end up calling it that.
I'm not here to tell you what's in fashion, because nothing ever is. Fashion is never about how you look now, but always how you might look in the future. Fashion shows take place in their inverse season, 6 months ahead. Autumn shows in spring and spring in autumn. The big fashion seasons, spring and fall, are seasons of transition. Then there are restless cruise or resort collections, and every brand has a monthly drop, each offering an identical chance of entire self-reinvention that doubles down on fashion's future-facing illusion. Jean shapes, in particular, change so frequently that more than being a sign that the wearer is in fashion, they're a sign of fashion itself. Not only a barometer of how fashions change, they reveal fashion as change. They also reveal that it's impossible to wear the right jeans. Fashion dictates that by the time you are wearing them, they're exactly the opposite of the jeans that are in fashion, which exist only as prediction. The return of low-waisted denim has been Cassandra'd for some time, and I've seen predictions of the skinny jeans return as early as 2022, before so many people had stopped wearing them from the last time around. Does this really constitute a break? 2024 skinny jeans are not 2010 skinny jeans, and 2010 skinnies are also not the skinny jeans of 2016, which had morphed until they were high-waisted and contained lycra, something that drew them many fans from the non-skinny population. I finally gave myself permission to dress my body in a form-fitting item, wrote fat activist Mary Suthard Espina on the website Refinery29, mourning the style in 2021. My big legs felt luxurious under this fresh type of denim. I was almost, sort of, comfortable. The skinny in skinny jeans is a transposition, a literal figure of speech. In ancient Greek rhetoric, this is called hyperlarge, or transferred epithet, in which the syntactic relationship between two terms is interchanged. It's not so much that the jeans are skinny, but this is the figure they require of the wearer, or the figure they promise to deliver. With skinny jeans, this transposition is two-way, creating another rhetorical device, personification. The jeans, claiming the human attribute of skinniness, begin to have more agency than their wearer. If the perfect storm of trends combines, the new skinnies will be both low-waisted and lycra-free, fashion as it's often figured as dictation. The new skinny jeans rumour is mostly put about in the negative, the opposite of typical fashion speak gushing enthusiasm. But why fear fashion? Why feel it's coming for you and there's nowhere to hide? There are enough fashion columns telling you to wear what you like, as though this were easy to define, and as though liking wasn't at least partially social. The necessity of liking what's about to be in fashion entirely encompasses the discourse of alternatives. Discourse, as the word was defined by the French philosopher Michel Foucault, is a hegemonic framework that hides its own power by harking back to some mysterious justification from the past. In fashion, this is usually a quote by Diana Vreeland. Critique is totally allowed by the discourse because, as Foucault wrote, it gives us the opportunity to say something other than the text itself, but on condition that it is the text itself that is reiterated. As Foucault warns, the novelty lies no longer in what is said, but in its reappearance. Or in the case of the reappearance of a style of jeans, this means you can wear the old style only in context of the new, and vice versa. A ghost style always hovers around your look. Whenever you wear the new skinny jeans, you're also wearing a spectral pair of baggies. I haven't noticed skinny jeans on the street yet, except on people who are still wearing them from the last time around. Or maybe I can't read a discourse so complicated that layered under the two conceptual jeans you're already wearing, there's another pair of old-style skinnies you're definitely not. You can't wear the right jeans for the wrong reason. That would be cringe. Cringe, far from making change impossible, is the hinge on which fashion turns. With denim, this may have started with mom jeans, then dad jeans and boyfriend jeans, all styles basing their appeal on being dowdy until only fashionable jeans were utterly unfashionable. Lean into cringe and you might be getting somewhere. Amy Smilovich, the CEO of the fashion label Tibby, calls this the good ick, that hint of mental discomfort that creates a gap for something new. Smilovich usually brings it with such déclassé items, because let's not pretend that ick isn't all about class, as a white patent shoe, or a neon turquoise synthetic ruched top that looks like a disco swimming costume made of ballroom curtains. She uses them to give edge to a classic wool blazer or a too elegant silk slip dress. So is it bad to look good? Yes, because fashion is not an end point, it's a process. The French thinker Jacques Rancière had a similar theory about art. Anything considered not art is ripe for conversion, because that's what art is. Art is constituted and transformed, he writes, by welcoming images, objects and performances that seemed most opposed to the idea of fine art. Applied to fashion, which is also an art, this means that whatever you're wearing right now is only in fashion if it's the least fashionable thing you can think of.
Joanna Walsh there on the discourse of trousers. Look down now. What do you see?